Hello and welcome to Car Show Cruisers Chili and Willy Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and resident spark plug tester, servant to insomnia and master of lysdexia. Here with an hour of car show info, time-saving tips, and some information about car show attendance levels. Speaking of scales, coming up on today's show, Chili and Willy have a list of car show events coming up this weekend. Then we'll make some more noise about Car Show Cruisers Racing Channel. It's coming. Late model stocks, super trucks, and some hydro boat racing. You know where it is, carshowcruisers.com, of course. Just click on CSC Racing in the menu bar. And our favorite motorheads are back. Remember the Cobra Motor Challenges? Motorhead Scott Carnegie will tell us about the first motors Carroll Shelby used in the prototypes. Motorheads, you gotta love them. After that, we have the latest results for the best fuel injection additive. Make sure you're using the safest products for your particular type of car or truck. Fuel injection cleaners and the best way to use them coming right up. I went to a car show last week with my brothers and my sister. I have three brothers and one sister. On the other hand, my sister has four brothers and no sisters. We tell you this because this is the coolest place where car show cruisers love to cruise. We have the latest auto news and car show event information specially designed for cruisers like you. Are you still telling your friends about this show? Thanks for your support. A recent audience survey indicates 4 out of 3 people aren't very good at math. And that coincides with the fact that the world contains 3 types of people. Those who can count, and those who cannot. Remember that when telling your friends about this show. But right now, it's time for all the news that maybe shouldn't be news. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has a stack of snooze that will enlighten our inner self. Rick, what's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Thank you, Alan.
Oh, you bet.
Nice to be here. Hey, we've got another one of those Florida man stories coming up. This guy was arrested Tuesday after police say he threatened a mass shooting at a public supermarket because there were not enough people wearing protective masks. The Highlands County Sheriff's Office reported that Robert Kovner, 62, you should know better, Robert, was arrested after allegedly taking to Facebook to post the message. He was booked on a felony charge over the alleged threat and was held on a $30,000 bond.
Oh, yeah. He's an important guy now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. $30,000 bond. Okay, Alan. Here's a story that'll make you smile. Bedtime is getting the Dolly Parton treatment. The country music legend, 74, and her Imagination Library announced a new weekly video series called Good Night with Dolly, for which Parton will read bedtime stories to her tiny fans around the world. Kicking off Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, the initiative hopes to help parents tuck their kids in at night, practicing at home learning and working their 9-to-5s from home. This is something I've been wanting to do for quite a while, she said, but the timing never felt quite right. I think it's pretty clear that now is the time to share a story and to share some love. It's an honor for me to share the incredible talent of these authors and illustrators. They make us smile, they make us laugh, and they make us think, said Dolly Parton.
All right. Thank you, Dolly. Auto racing, the way it was meant to be. CarShowCruisers.com has more than 200 hours of auto, truck, and hydro boat racing that's matched to your DNA.
Free flag comes out. Trouble at the start-finish lines. Jimmy Coat made a little bit of contact. Sidestepped him back to the fifth spot. Making his way down into turn number 3. Take a look at the 97 of Coat and Bramlett right on his heels out of turn 4.
CarShowCruisers.com, where the action is fast and the hot dogs are on your grill. Racing like there's no finish line. And it's right here on CarShowCruisers.com. Click on CSC Racing in the menu bar.
Again, Jimmy Coates, Scott Bramlett all over the rear deck, the tailgate. Now Bramlett gets a nose to the inside, trying to make the move as they wind him up on the backstretch.
It's coming. Late model stock, super trucks, and some hydro boat racing. You know where it is. CarShowCruisers.com, of course. Click on CSC Racing in the menu bar.
Right side tires, I think, getting eaten up out there. You mentioned that in the introduction.
You're listening to CarShowCruisers.com radio. We cover car shows better than the KGB.
All right, our first super guest earned his master's degree from Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia, PA, his Juris Doctorate at John Marshall Law School, and he has a BA degree from Columbia College, both in Chicago, Illinois. He is a former prosecutor dedicated to zealous and aggressive representation in traffic, DUI, misdemeanor, and felony criminal defense cases. Doug Rudman.
It's great to be here, Alan.
Glad to have you.
you know, it's better to be seen than viewed, right?
I believe that's what I've heard, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, in 2005, you were appointed as a prosecutor with the office of the state attorney in Palm Beach County.
I got to tell you that there was no better job than doing that, being fresh out of law school, actually being able to work for your community, in your community. There's only one thing. I have a saying. I could be overworked. I could be underpaid. I could be disrespected. I just can't be all three at the same time. And that's actually why I went off and I started my own practice.
You know, we're going to be talking about self-protection and maybe gun rights might slip into there, right?
Well, I think they kind of go hand in hand because there's different ways. I mean, it's not all gun. It's not all lethal force. I mean, in fact, self-defense is really broken up into two very different terms. There's non-deadly force and there's deadly force.
Right.
And there's two standards that need to be used with either of those. So we can go into that in a little bit. But it really is an interesting delineation on actually what's involved with protecting yourself.
Absolutely. What is the Stand Your Ground law? That's effect here in Florida.
So I think Stand Your Ground law actually gets a little bit of a misnomer. And let me kind of explain to you what it is and back up a little bit. So there's a lot of people who actually have this idea, have this concept that deadly force is your first go-to and only thing you can do if you manage to get yourself into some sort of trouble. The fact is deadly force is the absolute last thing you go to. There's this whole use of force spectrum that goes from the minimal amount of force necessary to eliminate a threat all the way up to deadly force. Okay? So think about this. If someone comes to you and they punch you in the face, you can't pull out a gun and shoot him in the head. That doesn't make sense. You can't bring a gun to a fist fight. Okay?
I usually shoot him in the leg.
Well, that's a different tactical strategy that you have. But if you think about this, it makes absolute sense. Your firearm or your weapon should not be the first thing that you go to right off the bat. Yeah. So what we talk about is when you have the whole concept of non-deadly force, you can use non-deadly force if you feel like you're in imminent danger of an offensive touching, meaning if someone's walking up to you and they're going to push you, you can push them back. If someone is walking up to you and, you know, threatening you, you can threaten them right back.
How does that happen, like, in these protests? When people are protesting, one side usually beats the living daylights out of the other side and nobody does anything. Why don't they just hit back?
Well, that's the thing where you have a lot of people who are always afraid to actually be that first one to hit first.
Mm-hmm.
And legally speaking, I have to tell you, it's never good to be that one to hit first. But the law doesn't recognize that you're automatically at fault just because you hit first, because the law says that if you are in fear, if you're in fear of an imminent offensive touching, then you can actually use force first. You don't have to wait to get hit before you can defend yourself. However, I got to tell you, the cops come on scene, there's a good chance that you're the one that's going to be walking away in bracelets, okay?
But who determines what fear is? That's up to me, right?
Well, actually, no, it's not up to you, and it's not up to me, and it's not up to anyone else. It's actually up to this fictional idea of a reasonable person standard. I'm not a reasonable person. You're not a reasonable person. What they do as the prosecutors, as the judges, as the juries, the law recognizes this concept of a reasonable person standard. How would a reasonable person act in this situation? Okay. And if they find that you are acting reasonably, then you have a defense. Now, backing up, you asked me about Stand Your Ground. I want to finish this because here's the thing with Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground simply says that if you are in a place where you have a right to be and you're not breaking the law at the time, you actually have the ability to stand up and stand your ground and not retreat. Traditional rules of self-defense meant that you had to make cursory attempt to escape before you defend yourself. Those were the traditional rules. Stand Your Ground has come in and said that, number one, if you are in imminent fear and you're in a place where you have a right to be and you're not breaking the law, you don't have to make a cursory attempt to escape. You can actually stand your ground and meet force with force. The law also allows you to file a motion with the court to actually have your conduct deemed protected by this right, and you could actually have the case tossed out if the court finds by a preponderance of the evidence that you were working in, or you were acting in self-defense.
Mm-hmm. And you said a team of people. Is that, you know, we were talking earlier before the show started about the church out in Texas where the ex-FBI agent took out the shooter. before he got too many shots off.
Yes, sir.
Is that any? Of course, they don't have stand your ground in Texas, do they?
No, sir. They just have the death penalty.
Yeah. I understand it's hooked up to a drive-through now.
Well, it is. It is. You know, it's really interesting because that brings up another issue that we have here in the state of Florida, which is Texas actually has a law that was recently passed that allows individuals who are members of congregations and churches themselves to form their own security details right. within the church themselves and within the congregation. The problem that we have here in Florida is there was a law that was working its way through the legislature about a year ago, and it never made it out of the legislature. Hmm. The other problem that we have is right now in the state of Florida, we have some federal guidelines and some state guidelines that says that, you know, you can't carry your weapon on school property, around a school, in a school parking lot, attached to a school. If you have a church that's actually attached to a school or
that's
a school
right.
property,
yeah.
You could actually be committing a federal crime and a state crime by violating that zone. And even if you have a concealed carry in the state of Florida, it is problematic. So you have to be concerned with that. I mean, these are things that you have to really, really know and acknowledge.
Yeah, I still like the good man with a gun versus a bad man with a gun. Good man wins every time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Aren't more people killed with hammers and knives than guns? Is that the issue is, what was it? What was the guy Jones killed like 919 people with Kool-Aid?
Well, so, South America.
South America.
South America. There you go,
yeah,
yes.
yeah. Anyway, it makes good sense that we at least are able to protect ourselves.
That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where they can actually get in there and do something about it.
Who can best work and best agree?
There you go.
I think that's the way it works there. Doug Rudman, thanks for being on the show today. You hang out to the end here. We got a few more comments that we'll throw in the back, but thanks a lot for coming.
There better also be a plug at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
Auto racing the way it was meant to be. CarShowCruisers.com has more than 200 hours of auto, truck, and hydro boat racing that's matched to your DNA.
Green flag comes out. Trouble at the start-finish lines. Jimmy Cote made a little bit of contact. Sidestepped him back to the fifth spot. Making his way down into turn number three. You take a look at the 97 of Cote and Bramlett right on his heels out of turn four.
CarShowCruisers.com, where the action is fast and the hot dogs are on your grill. Racing like there's no finish line. And it's right here on CarShowCruisers.com. Click on CSC Racing in the menu bar.
Again, Jimmy Cote, Scott Bramlett all over the rear deck, the tailgate. Now Bramlett gets a nose to the inside, trying to make the move as they wind him up on the backstretch.
It's coming. Late model stock, super trucks, and some hydro boat leasing. You know where it is. CarShowCruisers.com, of course. Click on CSC Racing in the menu bar.
Right side tires, I think, getting eaten up out there. You mentioned that in the introduction.
And now, as my chronologist predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer. This week's report is brought to you by Robes Law Group. They fight hard for their clients because it's the right thing to do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some info on how scammers mail fake Social Security notices informing you your payments are suspended because of the coronavirus. Rick, what's that all about?
Well, Alan, it seems that scammers have been sending out letters via snail mail pretending to come from the U.S. Social Security Administration saying their payments will be suspended because of issues relating to the virus. The letters ask recipients to phone a number where they're either asked for personal information used for ID theft or to make a payment with gift cards to get payments reinstated. Social Security offices were closed to the public in mid-March, but this does not affect payments. Furthermore, the agency says it will never threaten suspension or legal action unless a fine or a fee is paid, nor does it ever require payment by gift card, wire transfer, or even cash. Another coronavirus scam. And it seems that they're unstoppable. We've got another one that's happening right now. The scammers are playing on fear and uncertainty about if or when tests will be more widely available and before proper home test kits become available online and in the pharmacies. Many consumers are falling for the doorstep con and handing over $50 for a worthless test. In some cases, victims say sellers claim they need to do the test and have entered the homes and stolen items. Don't fall for this. Research shows that even genuine kits that are arriving from China are only 40% accurate. And if reliable home tests do become available, they're unlikely to come from front door salesmen. In the absence of a reliable home test, the best way to check for the infection and avoid wasting $50 to monitor your personal health, looking out for symptoms. Need to know more? Visit the Coronavirus Government Official site for information. Don't pay to get a job. Scammers say they may have a job waiting for you once everything is better if you just pay a fee for certification, training equipment, or supplies. But after you pay, the job doesn't materialize. Avoid fake job ads. Some scammers pay to have their ads or scam websites appear at the top of your searches. Other scammers pretend to be affiliated with well-known companies or even the government. Research a potential employer by searching online for a potential employer's name, email address, and phone number. You might find complaints by others who've been scammed and find out more about the scammer's tricks. To find legitimate job listings, try visiting sites like Florida's Career One Stop. Don't believe ads for previously undisclosed federal government jobs. Information is available in other places about real jobs. Check them out. Check out a company with your local consumer protection agency or your state attorney general. They can tell you whether they've gotten complaints about a particular work-at-home program. And if you're dealing with job loss, you're not alone. Couple of other things quickly. Contact your state unemployment insurance office for information about applying for unemployment insurance benefits. The Department of Labor recently announced new flexibilities offered as a result of the coronavirus. So it pays to check if you're eligible. Contact your creditors, too. Let them know you're going to pay them as soon as you're back to work. And that's our Hammer the Scammer for today. Alan, have you ever been scammed?
Oh, yeah. I've had my fair share.
You know, I get scam emails almost every day. I'm wondering now, I'm a little paranoid because we're doing the scammer business, if they're after me.
Well, that's why we do this section of the show, Rick. We want to let people know the scammers are out there, and if you respond to them, you're going to get stuck.
Be careful of how you answer your phone. Don't click on any links in your email that you don't know about.
Yeah. You know what, folks? If you get scammed,
call Rogues Law Group. And the number? 561-570-5700.